Revelation chapter 3, and I want to read one verse from the Word of God tonight. And I pray that if there's somebody here tonight that's not saved, that you'll listen close to what I say tonight. And I pray that God will speak to your heart. Maybe some young person in this building tonight that does not know the Lord as their Savior. I'm glad tonight that you can before this meeting is through. Revelation chapter 3, and I want to read verse number 20. Very familiar verse in the Word of God. If you, of course, study the Word of God here, we realize that Christ is speaking here to the Laodicean church. But I want to use this verse in application tonight, and it won't do any violence to the Word of God. We've heard it done many times to this verse. In verse number 20, the Bible says this, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me." Father, we thank you tonight for the reading of your word. And Lord, I pray now, would you enable me by your good spirit that I might bring the message, God, tonight that you've impressed upon my heart tonight here in this place. Father, only you know the need of every heart that's here. But Lord, I pray that tonight may you refresh our minds, those of us that are saved tonight, about that glad day, Lord, that you came into our life. Father, I pray for that one that may be here tonight not saved. I pray, God, would you help them to hear your voice tonight. And God, I pray, may they invite you into their heart tonight in this service. Father, I pray for every need now, God, as we've already heard tonight. Lord, I pray that you'd remove every hindering spirit, every hindering thing tonight that would hinder this service. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ, and Lord, we claim that tonight over this meeting. And Father, we'll give you praise, honor, and glory, for it's in the name of Jesus that we pray and we ask it, amen and amen. Familiar verse in the Word of God when he said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me." I was reading several years ago now. I was reading a book, and it had some quotes by some great men of God. And I was reading, and there was one that I read that day that caught my attention that was quoted by D.L. Moody. Of course, the man of God, D.L. Moody. I was blessed last year to go on a heritage tour. And we were blessed to be able to go to D.L. Moody's birthplace. We went to his tabernacle there on the grounds, and my family was able to sing on the platform where D.L. Moody and Fanny Crosby and all those. We had a service there in the tabernacle. Actually met D.L. Moody's great-grandson. He came down and spoke with us. He's about 70-some years old now himself, and what an honor that was. But I began to think about the quote that D.L. Moody said, and this is what he said about the devil. He said this, "The devil is like a bad tenant, causing all the damage that he can until someone tells him to quit and to get out." And I got to thinking about that. D.L. Moody said the devil's like, everybody knows what a tenant is, somebody that's living in a property. Maybe they've rented a property or whatever. They're occupying a place. For some reason, though, every now and then someone will get what is called an eviction notice. I got to thinking about that. I'm preaching on this subject tonight, if I could please, for just a few minutes, on the devil's eviction notice. Do you remember the day that heaven moved in and hell moved out of your life? I'm glad I can remind you tonight, and I know full well what it's like to know the day and the hour and the moment that Christ came into my life and the devil left out of my life. I begin to think about that, and I want to use your imagination tonight, if I could please, for just a few minutes. Do you remember what it was like when your earliest recollection of your life? Some of you, every life is different and everybody's journey's been different, but some of you remember early in life, maybe you were just trying to find your way in life, and all of a sudden, one day here come the devil along, and he began to entice you with all the things that the world had to offer.
I could imagine as your spiritual house is really barren, there's nothing there, but all of a sudden the devil comes along and he said, I'll tell you what, if you'll hook up with me, I'm going to show you a good time. Matter of fact, if you'll let me dwell in your place, then I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll party and we'll have all kinds of things that we'll enjoy in this life. And can you imagine that day that you maybe fell to some temptation or something that came your way and the enemy moved into your house? I can imagine what it must have been like that day that you recognized the fact that the devil was now in your spiritual dwelling. I can imagine as he came in, he took his seat in the big chair in the main room. And boy, everything was going good for a while. I mean, you were enjoying life. You were enjoying the things of this life. The fleshly allurements of this world was really something to behold. But I can imagine as the devil began to occupy your dwelling, not only was he there, but some of his little demons lived in the little rooms off to the side. They all just filled the house. And boy, you're having a pretty good time, but you begin to notice after a while that all of a sudden your house is starting to show some damage, and it's starting to show some deterioration, and there's some mars and there's some scars on the walls. I can imagine you thinking, man, this ain't as good as when I first started out. It just ain't as good. And all of a sudden, about the time you thought that, you heard something at the door. And about the time you said, wonder who that is at the door, I could imagine the devil sitting on the big chair in the front room said, you don't want to pay any attention to that. There's no need to answer the door. There's that. Just ignore that. We're having a good time. We've got all kinds of wine, women, and song. We're going to have a time. And I could imagine that you listen to the devil, and he talks you out of seeing who was at the door. As time went on, I could imagine as things began to deteriorate even more. You looked around the house and now everything's becoming in shambles. Everything's falling apart. Everything's looking, the stench of hell is now filling every room, and you're getting to the point now it's no longer fun. You're getting to the point now that all the good times seem to have been gone, and now all you've got is a miserable life as the devil and all of his demons are occupying your spiritual house. And when you get to that place, all of a sudden you hear. And I can imagine as you said, you know what, there's that knock again. I remember I heard that some time back. And the devil, he looks at you and said, you need to ignore that again. Do not listen to that knock. Now, listen, we got it good here. We're doing good. You're going to, we're going to turn the big wheel here. We're going to have a good time. You stick with me and I'm going to take you places. I can imagine all of a sudden you hear that knock again. And then you hear a voice say, would you let us in? Would you please let us in? And I could imagine you say, I don't know who that is, but I believe I want to check the door. And the devil said, don't do that. I could imagine some of his little demons starts dragging furniture in front of the door, putting every obstacle between you and that door. I could imagine you thinking, well, at least I'm going to look out the window to see who it is. I could imagine as you walk over and you peek through the blinds, all of a sudden there's two stately looking gentlemen standing on the front doorstep. And you're thinking, man, I sure would like to know who that is. And I can imagine you look around your house and everything's messed up. The stench of hell is filling every room. It's no longer fun anymore. All of a sudden you say, you know what, I believe I'm going to see who's at the door. I can imagine as you crawl over every obstacle that the devil has placed in your way, you reach over and you take a hold of that door handle and you turn it and you open the door. All of a sudden, there stands two stately-looking gentlemen at the front door. The devil jumps up out of the big chair getting ready to object, and those two gentlemen are the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. And as the devil jumps up to object, he remembers that he's in subjection to the Word of God. Hallelujah. I could imagine about the time you get ready to say something, the Holy Spirit pulls out an official looking scroll and he begins to read, by decree of the High Court of Heaven, we hereby announce the eviction of Satan from these premises effective immediately. I could imagine as you're standing there, you said, man, I never thought it happened like this. I could imagine the devil starts to object again, and then he realizes that he cannot oppose the Word of God and the Holy Ghost. I could imagine the devil looks at his little demons and he says, fellas, it's time to pack up and it's time to go. I could imagine some of them little demons start leaving. Here comes one down the hall with his suitcase. He's dropping beer cans and dope needles and all kinds of things like that. That other little demon, that religious demon down there, he's coming down through there. He's got his rosary beads with him and got his TBN refrigerator magnet because he's a monthly supporter, amen. And here he is going down the sidewalk. I could imagine some of them little demons scurrying out of the house, going down the sidewalk. You're standing there looking in amazement at what's taking place. And man, all of a sudden, the devil gets up out of the big chair. He takes one look around the house, and almost like he's saying, what might have been. And all of a sudden, the devil walks out the door and walks down the sidewalk out of sight. Hallelujah. I can imagine as you're standing there in amazement. All you did was open the door. All you did was listen to a knock. Man, you're excited about the fact that the devil and his influence and his demons are gone. You're excited about that. But you still look around and there, the house is a mess. I'm talking about it's marred and scarred. But you're saying at least the devil's not here now. At least the devil's gone. And about the time you say that, and about the time you think that, the Word of God and the Holy Ghost walks through the door. And immediately when they walk through the door, the walls become the most beautiful, pristine white that you've ever seen in your life. You look around the house, it don't look like nobody's ever even lived there. I'm talking about that was messed up, that was marred, that one that had the scars and the stench of hell. Now you look around and it's glistening white. Everything's been made pure. Hallelujah to his name. Man, you're overwhelmed. You say, man, I cannot believe this. All because I opened the door. The devil's gone now. And look at my house. It looks like nobody's ever even lived here. About the time you get ready to thank the Word of God and the Holy Ghost, you say, boys, I appreciate what you have done, how you've helped me. I can imagine the Word of God says, oh, there's more. About that time you see an old boy coming up the sidewalk and he's got a suitcase and he walks through the door and on the side of the suitcase are the letters L-O-V-E. Hallelujah. About that time you look up and you recognize that love has now moved in. In a place where there used to be no love. In a place where there used to be no love for anybody. Hallelujah. Now all of a sudden you hear old boy love. He's found his room down the hall and he said, hallelujah, I'm here to stay. I'm glad I can almost hear him down there singing, love lifted me. Love lifted me. Hallelujah to his name. Aren't you glad for the day that the devil got his walking papers and hell moved out and heaven moved in and love came in to stay. Man, you're looking around your house. Everything's cleaned up. You're overwhelmed. Everything's looking good now. There's an old boy love that's moved in to stay with you. Matter of fact, now that neighbor across the road that you used to hate, now you kind of love the old boy. You can't explain it. You just love everybody. About that time, you get ready to shake hands with the Word of God and thank him for what he's done. And he said, oh, no, wait, there's more. About that time, here comes another old boy up the sidewalk, and he's got a couple of bags on his back. I mean, they're so full, they're about to burst. When he walks through the door, you look on the side of the bag, and it says J-O-Y. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, when he walks through the door, you feel like shouting. When he, hey, I can imagine you in my mind's eye, oh, joy meets love down in the hallway, and they go around and around shouting the praises of Almighty God. Boy, I tell you one thing right now, in a place where you used to not be happy about nothing, in a place where there was no joy, now there's joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad for the day that the enemy moved out and the joy of the Lord filled your soul? Hallelujah to his name. I could just see you standing there. You're thinking, man, it was good enough to have love move in, but now that old boy, about time you get to thinking about joy, you just start crying. You can't help it. I mean, your heart feels like somebody just squeezing it. Oh, joy and love have moved in. I can imagine, praise God, as you're standing there looking around, you say, well, I want to thank you for what you've done. And the Word of God says, no, there's more. And all of a sudden you look out the door, and down there there's several moving vans pulled up in front of the house, and they're unloading boxes. Hundreds of boxes. I mean hundreds of them. Just everywhere stacking boxes. And you're looking down through there, and you're saying, man, I don't understand. What's this? And the Word of God said, that's the peace that passes all understanding. There's so much of it you can't get over it. There's so much. Hey, in a place where you used to have to take a nerve pill to go to sleep, now you can lay down and rest like a baby. You know why? Because the devil got his eviction notice and God moved in. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad for the day that peace came into your life? The peace that passes all understanding. Hallelujah. All because you heard a knock at the door. About the time joy and love see peace walk through the door, man, they have another spell. They're having a camp meeting in the house. I mean, you're standing there in amazement at what God's done in your house. He's cleaned it up. He's given you peace now that you can't even explain. And about the time you were getting ready to thank the Word of God again, here he goes again. He said, oh, wait a minute, hold on. There's more. About that time you see an old boy coming up the sidewalk, and he's got a flagpole with him. And he goes out into the front yard and he digs a hole and he puts that pole in the ground, and the next thing you know, he starts running a flag up there. And you don't know what it says until it gets to the top and the wind catches it, and all of a sudden there's the letters V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. About that time, old love and joy starts saying victory in Jesus. In a place where they said you'd never be nothing but a loser. They said you'd be in the penitentiary or in a hell by the time you were 25. Now all of a sudden, you're on the winning side. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad for the day that hell moved out, heaven moved in, and you got on the winning side. Hallelujah. I'm glad for the day, Brother Darren, I heard the knock at the door. Hallelujah. I've been up flying under the banner of victory ever since. Hallelujah to his name. I can imagine your amazement as you look around. There's old love and joy, peace. Now old victory walks through the door. You're about ready to say, man, it can't get no better than this. And all of a sudden, the Word of God says, oh yeah, I got a couple more fellas I want you to meet. Here comes two twin boys up the sidewalk. He said, I'd like for you to meet goodness and mercy. They're going to follow you all the days of your life. About the time goodness and mercy walk through the door, old joy strikes up again. Old love's having him a time. I can imagine you start walking through the house, you look behind you, and there's goodness and mercy every step you go. Hey, hallelujah. I don't know about you. Praise God. Boy, if I was preaching to a black church tonight, we'd have a time. Praise God. I'm telling you what, they'd be y'all too white. Praise God. Hey, can I say to you, praise God, can you imagine, do you remember the day that that hell had to move out, heaven moved in, and the goodness and the mercy of God has followed you all the days of your life? Amen. Aren't you glad? Praise God, in a world filled with trouble and turmoil, I'm glad you got the peace of God, but I'm glad you got goodness and mercy following you every step of the way. Hallelujah. I can imagine your amazement, man. There's old love down there in his bedroom. There's peace. There's joy. There's victory. And then there's goodness and mercy. You say, man, it can't get no better than this. And all of a sudden, you look around, and I don't know if you've ever been in anybody's house that's just immaculate. And you know, you ever been somewhere you're just afraid you're going to bump into something, maybe mess something up? You know, you didn't want to touch nothing. I can imagine about the time you think that, the Word of God says, I know what you're thinking. You think you're going to mess this up somehow or another. He said, that's why this fella's coming up here. He said, let me introduce you to grace. We know you can't keep this looking like this. But the grace of God's here. Every time you stumble, every time you fall, every time you make a mess, the grace of God's here. That's what it's here. Hallelujah. Boy, if you get a hold of that tonight, aren't you glad tonight? Every time you've stumbled, every time you fail, every time you've let God down, His grace has been there to watch over you and take care of you. Hallelujah. Thank God for His grace tonight. Amen. I can imagine about the time Grace walks through the door, oh, joy and love, man, they go around and around again. Here's peace. He's having him a time. Hallelujah, goodness and mercy. Man, they take a running spell around the house. Hallelujah, thank God for the day that hell had to move out and heaven moved in. Amen. Grace of Almighty God, I can imagine you look around. You're in amazement now. Just moments ago, the devil was sitting on the big chair. The house was scarred and marred. The smell of hell was there. Now all of a sudden you look around, everything's cleaned up. You look around and there's love. You look around and there's old joy, and you just feel like crying and shouting and waving your hands and clapping your hands. And there's old peace that's filling every room now. You look around, there's old victory, praise God. Hallelujah, he's there. There's the grace of God. There's goodness and mercy. And I can imagine about the time you say, well, man, I tell you, this is I never imagined just hearing a knock and open a door, what it would do. And about that time, the Word of God says, oh, there's more. And he points out the door down the sidewalk, and all of a sudden there's a procession coming. It looks like a motorcade of some dignitary, some royal procession. I can imagine it looks like a king or something. And all of a sudden there's a heavenly chariot pulls up in front, and all of a sudden there's a dignitary steps out, and as he begins to walk up the sidewalk, the flowers in the yard start saying, that's him. That's him. The leaves on the trees start waving and saying, that's him. That's him. And I can imagine when you catch a glimpse of him, you see across his vesture it says, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I can imagine as he walks up the sidewalk, he don't hesitate. He don't stop to knock because he owns the place. Hallelujah. I can imagine as our Savior Jesus Christ walks through the door, he hangs up a plaque on the wall, says, home sweet home. And he walks over and sits down in the big chair. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad for the day when the devil had to leave your life and the devil got his walking papers and Jesus came in and sat down in the big chair? I can imagine all of a sudden here comes love, joy, grace, peace, and all them others, and they see the Savior, and you talk about camp meeting in the house. It's on now, praise God. All of a sudden love looks, he begins to rejoice. They look at him and said, you know what? That's what you're all about, love, because God is love. Hallelujah. I can imagine they look and said, joy he gave you to us. Hallelujah. He said, my joy I give unto you. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad tonight? Praise God for the day you got saved and your house got cleaned up and the enemy had to walk away. Hallelujah to his name. I can imagine, man, you say, now this is too good to be true, and all of a sudden the thought crosses your mind, but you know the devil ain't been gone long. He still knows where I live, and he's liable to come back with him and his little demons. And before you can even get that thought out of your mind, the Holy Spirit steps up and said, I know what you're thinking, and I just want to let you know I've installed a security system all the way around the whole perimeter of this property. I said, the devil ain't coming back. He ain't coming back in. The whole perimeter sealed off. All he can do is drive by and wave at you. You say, preacher, you got a pretty vivid imagination. Can you imagine just simply by hearing, saying, you know, I've heard that knock before, and hearing that voice saying, would you let us in? Would you please let us in? I preached this message a couple of weeks ago. There was an old boy sitting back here about in the middle section. Didn't know him, had no idea who he was. But as I preached this message, I could see God had him, and he hung on every word I said. I said, God's expecting somebody to step up and take a hold of the doorknob tonight. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, will open the door, I'll come in. And guess what? When he comes in, the devil's got to go out. Some of you sitting here tonight, you remember the night you heard the voice of God. You remember the night you heard the knock. And you remember when you got tired of the way things were. And you said, I believe I'm going to see who's at the door. And Jesus came in your life. I'm glad for the day that the devil got his eviction notice. The devil will do all the damage he can, Brother Moody said, until somebody tells him to quit and to get out. It may be tonight for somebody in these pews that that knock is happening. And it may be that God wants to come in tonight and he wants the devil out of your life. Let's bow our head, every head bowed, every eye closed. You've got the message I want to ask you tonight. As we stand to our feet, I want to ask you. There may be some of you here tonight, maybe some of these young people here tonight. You say, preacher, I'm not a Christian. I've never been saved. But I have heard the Lord knocking at my heart. I don't want my life to be messed up. I don't want my spiritual house to be marred by what the devil can do. Preacher, would you pray for me tonight that I'd have the courage to open that door? I wonder if it'd be one, lift your hand, say, preacher, would you pray for me? I'm not saved tonight. I'm not a Christian. Anybody in the building tonight, I'm not going to weary you. I'm not going to press you. But I want to ask you tonight, are you here tonight? And you say, preacher, I'm not a Christian. I've never been saved. Would you pray for me? Anybody like that? Anybody? As far as I can tell, there's not a hand in this building went up tonight. I want to ask you that are saved tonight, how many of you tonight say, preacher, boy, I sure am glad for the day that hell moved out and heaven moved in. My, my, what a blessing. Many of you tonight, though, you know somebody you love, and you may want to come and just ask God to knock one more time on their heart's door. I want to ask if God's speaking to you tonight, just come on. We don't have to have any music. We don't have to have any playing. Somebody you love needs to hear that knock tonight. Somebody you love more than life itself needs to hear that voice. And I wonder how many more. Say, preacher, I got somebody I want to come and ask God to save tonight. I want to come and represent somebody tonight that I love. If you're here tonight and you've got a need or a burden on your life, you can come and get help tonight as well. I wonder, anybody else? Anybody else? Father, we come to you tonight with thankful hearts for what you've done in this service. Lord, we've delivered the message the best way we know how. Father, I thank you for the day that I heard the knock at my heart's door. I'm thankful for the day that I heard your voice calling. And Lord, I'm thankful for the day that I got over everything and I got sick of how I was and I got sick of my life and the condition of my heart. And Lord, I walked over and I opened the door of my heart. Father, I thank you that day that the devil had to leave my life. He had to be evicted that day. And Father, I thank you that his influences had to go. Lord, I thank you that all the damage that he wanted to do to my life had to be thrown out. And Father, I thank you that in the place of that, Father, you gave me the love of God in my heart. Lord, you filled me with your joy. Lord, you gave me peace that passes all understanding. Lord, I've been walking under the banner and the flag of victory ever since that day. Lord, I have victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Father, I thank you that all the days of my journey, that goodness and mercy have followed me and the blessings of God have fallen upon me. And Lord, I thank you. It's all because of that day, Lord, that I heard the knock at the door, and all because of that day that I heard your voice. Father, I pray tonight that you'd help some others here. Lord, that they might hear that voice. And Lord, that they might open that door. God, many of these are praying for a loved one tonight that has somebody they know tonight that's not saved. I pray, God, would you begin to knock on hearts' doors. Lord, would you awaken their minds and their understanding to their need of a Savior. Lord, I pray that you'd help them to examine their spiritual house. And Lord, may they see the mars and the scars of sin and what the enemy's doing to their life. Lord, may they get sick of it. Lord, may they get tired of it. Lord, may they desire to have the grace of God in their life. And Father, I beg you tonight that there may be a harvest of souls in this place. Lord, as this people prays, united and burdened in prayer for their loved ones, God, I pray, would you send in a harvest in this place? And Lord, save many of these tonight that are being represented here in this altar. Father, we thank you for what you've done. Help us now tonight, we pray. Father, I pray there's one here unsaved that they wouldn't leave here tonight until they've opened that door. Father, I beg you now, Lord, we know that salvation is of the Lord. And Father, we give you praise for all you do. For it's in the name of Jesus we pray and we ask it. Amen and amen.